And Charlie.
With your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In national news, the National Alpaca Week from May 2nd to the 10th, held by the Australian Alpaca Association, is celebrating the advancement and growth of the alpaca industry in Australia. Marked by an exciting lineup of events, the National Alpaca Week is a great opportunity to engage with Australia's most charming animals through open farms, fleece demonstrations, and youth workshops. President of the Australian Alpaca Association, Mark Gumbly, said that these events play an important role in connecting people with unique animals' learnings about their growth role in both farming and fashion and celebrating their quirky personalities. Alpacas have a growing value within the agricultural sector. There are more than 160,000 registered alpacas across the country. With Australian alpacas and genetics in demand, the export industry is growing across many countries such as China, New Zealand, and Europe. The AAA is always willing to help and encourage new breeders, whether they're starting with a few pets or building a commercial herd, said Gumley.
And in more national news, deep-sea researchers off the coast of Ningaloo, Western Australia, have discovered hundreds of species, including many rare and fascinating creatures. Scientists did not even need to physically see any of these creatures to know that they are living within Australia's deep waters, as they can now detect their presence through water samples. Leading author and PhD candidate Georgia Nesta explains this has been a significant breakthrough. These canyons are incredibly rich ecosystems, and until now, they've been largely unexplored because of the difficulty of working at such extreme depths, Nesta said. Finding evidence of a giant squid really captures people's imagination, but it's just one part of a much bigger picture, she said. Scientists have conducted their research of the deep sea Cape Range and Coates Canyons to extract samples, some as deep as 4,510 meters. Associate Professor at Curtin School of Molecular and Life Sciences, Zoe Richards, understands the importance of what's below the depths and the impending risks towards them. Deep sea ecosystems are a vast, remote, and expensive to study, yet they face growing pressure from climate change, fishing, and resource extraction.
In further national news, Melbourne Zoo's new breeding centre hopes to safeguard the future of the critically endangered Victorian grassland earless dragon. For 50 years, these critically endangered animals were thought to be extinct, but following their rediscovery in 2023, Zoos Victoria is not taking any chances. The new Dragon Conservation Centre at Melbourne Zoo has room to accommodate hundreds of lizards, housed as singles or pairs in open-air glass houses, each one furnished with living plants and artificial burrows made of PVC piping. Their keeper, Zach Harkin, describes them as sporting 5 white racing stripes, tiny scales, and fangy little teeth. Since the dragon's remarkable rediscovery, the teams have been closely monitoring the remaining populations and successfully breeding the species, with genetically distinct breeding pairs, which can produce 2 clutches of about 4 eggs, all within the new custom-built facility.
And in international news, a recent study has revealed that humans are not the only animals in nature who kiss. A recent Oxford University study concluded that kissing likely reaches our common ancestor of humans and other large apes, dating sometime between 21.5 to 16.9 million years ago. Chimpanzees, bonobos, orangutans, and gorillas all show forms of mouth-to-mouth contact. Among bonobos, intimate touch helps smooth over conflict, strengthen ties, and ease social strain. It is known that some animals touch mouths to exchange food, some pass chemicals through the contact, and even insects have been known to engage in these behaviors. Though their reasoning is not perfectly clear, it suggests that a kiss is not just symbolic, it also has a dense exchange of information. Although humans are not the only species within the animal kingdom that kiss, we have set ourselves apart by the significance of the gesture. Being biological, emotional, social, and symbolic all within an instant, that is the most human part about it.
And in further international news, Europe's first large-scale sanctuary for ex-captive elephants is said to receive its first arrivals. The sanctuary will initially occupy 70 acres, with further fundraising required to expand the enclosures across the thousands of acres of a former cattle ranch. The sanctuary's priority is to provide the elephants with as much natural of a life as possible, and will not be open to the public. Although the use of wild animals in circuses is now banned in most EU countries, many circuses are struggling to give up large animals such as elephants, as there is no sanctuary spaces. Similarly, governments can't confiscate animals from circuses if there are no places for them to go. While the location of a degraded cattle ranch is interesting, the region was also once home to a straight-tusked elephant which stomped across the Iberian Peninsula 40,000 years ago. As Kate Moore, Managing Director of Pangaea, states, "We put a lot of effort into helping the nature recover, following basic rewilding principles. We know elephants can normally strengthen the ecosystem if we get the stocking density of the elephants right. It gives us a really interesting opportunity to see how the elephants are responding to the land and vice versa. The sanctuary will be able to house 20 to 30 elephants at its maximum, living naturally, roaming and grazing and wallowing in the lakes."
For your weather today, Brisbane is expecting sunny skies. It's currently 14 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5.9, which is in the moderate band.
And that's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.